Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Wednesday, July 8th, 2015. I'm Emily Kwong, and the morning interview is dedicated to a place that many Sitkins hold dear, Harrigan Centennial Hall. This 50-year-old building is undergoing its biggest makeover yet, a renovation that is being spearheaded by the two people sitting across from me right now, along with a very robust team of many other dedicated individuals. Don Kluding is the building manager of Harrigan Centennial Hall. Hi, Don.
Good morning.
And Kelly Cropper is the project manager.
Good morning.
Good morning. So where are we right now in the Harrigan Centennial Hall renovation? What have you been up to lately?
Well, there's been a lot going on in the last few months, and we're at a very critical, exciting time. We're at the point where we're starting to pack up the building, recover everything that's going to be salvaged out of the building, all the tables, chairs, plaques, everything. I'm getting ready for the big transition. Starting on July 15th, we're actually going to be moving, you know, the majority of the stuff out of the building, packing it up. We got a moving company coming in, and we're going to relocate over to the Ellis Island, the Sciatica building on Ellis Island. We got two rooms reserved over there, and plus our office space, so we can actually have up to three meetings going on there. Assembly meetings are going to be held over at the University of Alaska Southeast. Upstairs in that room, and then police and fire commission meetings, and are going to be at the fire station. So, you know, ultimately months and months and months of planning, and it's finally coming together here at the end, and we're making it happen. So a lot of fun stuff happening, a lot of impacts to people, and, you know, ultimately our overall goal is to ensure that, you know, all of the events and everything, you know, continue on as without impacts as possible, you know, the least amount of impacts anyway.
Yes, and a few other updates. A visitor's booth will be in the Harrigan Centennial Hall Eastern Plaza parking lot area. Is that still true?
Yes and no. Yeah. I mean, this building is amazing. There's so many, you know, different groups and entities that are influenced or impacted by this project. And, yeah, the visitors. And so we have this 50-50 split in downtown Sitka. We try to deposit 50% of the visitors on the east end and 50% on the west end. And ultimately, through meetings here recently, we determined that the best course of action for us was to move the visitors right now. So currently, the ships are being moved down to Crescent Harbor to, at the end of the season, get as close to 50% passengers on that end before August 1st. So after August 1st, all of the visitor tendering is going to be down at the O'Connell Bridge facility. Okay. And the Old Sitka Dock buses will come into the bridge facility as well. So ultimately, the visitor's booth will not be operational this season at the Harrigan Centennial Hall. There won't be a need for it.
Okay. And Kelly and Don, can you describe how your two roles will function over the next year and a half? Who will be responsible for what?
I'm responsible for the construction side, the project, the budget, schedule. I coordinate with the contractor and the owner, which we'll call Don, because he's the operations guy who will be moving back into the building and who we're trying to make happy because he knows what goes on and what needs to be done.
We're going to continue to deal with our, you know, all of the users of Harrigan Centennial Hall. And ultimately, there's going to be some events that are displaced, you know, things like the Alaska Day Festival and, you know, Stardust Ball, you know, Raven Radio.
Yes.
You know, we're not going to be able to have that at the Sciatica building. Obviously,
we
don't have the space.
And so a new venue.
Our staff is going to continue to integrate with the users and try to accommodate those needs. And, you know, obviously, we have a lot of equipment available, you know, within the facility that's going to be in a storage facility that could be made available, you know, if needed. And so we want to continue to be, you know, the good stewards of the community and make that equipment available if at all possible. So we, you know, we'll be talking to the users.
Okay. So we've touched upon people moving. And what about some of the items within Harrigan Centennial Hall? There's some historical artifacts in there. There's, of course, the Sitka Historical Museum. Where are all those objects going?
Well, the museum has been working on their own. They have some storage facilities as well. They're actually using the Ellis Island facility. You know, Sciatica came through for us in a big way and assisted. You know, all of the artifacts and everything is going to be salvaged. You know, we've, like I say, months and months and months of planning for this, working with Kelly and the rest of the city crews and trying to find a location. And It's been a really good time as well to weed through all of the stuff. I mean, the plaques. We have, you know, hundreds and hundreds of plaques that we've gotten over the years, and, you know, what needs to be retained, what can go, how do we do that? And
so it's been the biggest spring cleaning project of your life.
Exactly.
What's the most interesting item you found in Harrigan Centennial Hall?
Boy, there's been a lot. We found budget books back to the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s, and it was kind of fun just running through what the old city budget used to be, and just stuff like that. You know, old building brochures, photos from the original dedication ceremony of the building, and, you know, just some really unique items.
And Kelly, who is the contractor? So the bid went out in August, and the assembly voted in mid-August on the kind of most expanded version of the architect's design. The architect is McCool, Carlson, and Green. So the building will be, you know, one that has expanded space, potentially a new entrance on the waterfront, energy efficient heat pumps, and a new AV system, because you're trying to drive down the cost of energy. And who will be the contractor carrying out that vision?
The bid went out in, was awarded June 9th, so it was just awarded. So we went out to bid in May this year of 2015. It was a long process getting to that process, and a lot of redesign to put something out that we had the budget to build. And our contractors that won, it's a joint venture between MCG Constructors and DCI, which is McGraw and Dawson, who are both large local contractors. And the subs they have are pretty much all the local, the major subs are local contractors. Sitka Electric, Schmock Mechanical are the two major subs. And they live here, which is really great for us because, you know, they're going to, well, they'll do a great job anyway, but there's a little extra thing there for us, I believe. Good team. It's a really good team.
What part of the new building are you most excited about? That you feel is really needed at Harrigan Centennial.
It's the entries. It's the lobby.
You know, if I can jump in here, I think that the enhanced ability to serve the community, I think that, and everybody, all of our users, you know, we have anywhere between 1,000 and 1,500 meetings or events a year, plus we're a visitor center. And this project, we're getting increased meeting space, you know, 3,000 square feet of increased space. We're getting more restrooms. And, you know, ultimately, you know, this multi-purpose facility will be enhanced, and our staff will be able to better accommodate all of our users, you know, across the board. And so I think that's a win-win for everybody.
Elections will continue to take place after 2017, presumably.
Yes, and we'll be able to do a better job of accommodating, and people will be more comfortable in the space.
Because the Assembly passed a proposal to conduct the elections by mail in 2016, which is kind of a new plan for Sitka. But I wanted to know about where you see the budget now, too. So the price tag on the building was set at $16.3 million, and it is paid for through a combination of state grant money and the commercial passenger excise tax, also known as the head tax around here. Are you within those numbers?
Yes, it's the project cost. Our budget is 16.3. The actual construction bid was 12.7, and we're working on some additional cost savings there. It's called value engineering. But we've got the funds to, we awarded that contract, and we still have funds in our budgets that where we have other requirements. And I'm really glad you brought up the fact that this money doesn't come out of our pocket. It is from the visitor collected taxes, and this is a building that is totally, you know, the renewal of it, it's completely at its, you know, functional obsolescence. You know, we're replacing systems that don't work. And so this is a real boon and a win-win for the community and the visitors.
You know, there have been a few major projects in Sitka within the past, we were talking a little bit about this earlier, within the past few years that have gone over their first predicted budget. The Blue Lake Dam was had a more extensive budget than was originally thought. The library has been delayed because of structural engineering issues, and that project is now back on track. So how do you plan to stay within budget when things can happen with the building within the next year and a half that you don't know of right now?
Well, we have about $1 million construction contingency because we know we're going to run into things that we can't foresee. That's just the facts of life with a remodel. We put in a tremendous amount of time reviewing drawings and extra structural reviews because the library had that problem. So we spent a tremendous amount of time QCing the drawing sets. We'll still find things, but we do have a budget for running into those things that hopefully will be enough, and hopefully will be more than enough, and we'll be able to turn that money back into project money.
Okay. The building, when do you expect it will be reopened?
January 1st of 2017 is what we're shooting for, and okay. You know, we'll certainly keep the public updated as we go forth. And you know, a few other throwing in a few other compromises that people are going to have to make, or you know, some challenges that will happen. The parking lot is going to be closed. You know, there's going to be staging areas and stuff like that. So you know, as with the library, you see the fencing up down there. So there's going to be some accessibility issues that people are going to see, but it's one of those things that we can't do a project without staging, and access to the back of the parking lot, the boat ramp, stuff like that's going to be reduced in pedestrian traffic only.
And do you have a suggestion for people who are seeking parking in downtown and do rely on that lot?
Have some patience with us, please. In the end, it's going to be, you know, better at the end of the day. We are certainly aware and, you know the impacts to the public, and we're doing everything that we can, you know, working with the contractors, the city staff, and, you know, so that we're imposing on them as in the least amount possible. And so we are aware, and it is what it is.
Okay, and a few other deadlines. You said the building will probably be emptied mid-July.
July 15th, we're packing up. August 1st, we turn the keys over to the contractor, and we're operating at the Alice Island Center.
Right. The Alice Loop Drive, I think
it's
now called.
Yeah, the Alice Island Professional Center, the Seal and Co. Professional Center, yes.
One last thing we wanted to mention, in assisting with the emptying of the building, you are auctioning off kitchen equipment?
Yes.
So how can folks...
We've had a surplus sale. You stop by, integrate with our staff, call us. All of the kitchen equipment is going to be auctioned off, the stuff that can be salvaged that we're not going to reuse in the new facility, and it's up for auction right now.
All right. Don Kluding is the building manager of Harrigan Centennial Hall. Kelly Cropper is the project manager and will be overseeing this for the next year and a half. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.